All right. We'll now move to item number 15, public forum.
No one here.
There's no one here in the Santa Barbara County Supervisors hearing room, so I will ask Mr. Jeffries if there's anyone in Moss Landing who wishes to address the public at this time on any item not on the agenda.
Not in Moss Landing.
Okay. Mr. Hodgin, is there anyone in your conference room in Scotts Valley that wishes to address the board at this time on any item not on the agenda?
Nothing at this time. Okay. Scotts Valley.
Okay. And Mr. Briggs, is there anybody in San Luis Obispo that wishes to address the board at this time on any item not on the agenda?
Yes, Mr. Daniel Diaz.
Okay. How many speakers do we have, Mr. Briggs, for public comment?
Just the one.
Just the one, okay. And what is his name, Daniel?
Diaz, D-I-A-Z, from Napomo.
Okay, Mr. Diaz, please come to the speaker's podium, if you haven't already done so. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm Daniel Diaz. I'm called the Creek Dog in Napomo. I really care about our creeks, and we still have the oil spill sitting there below us. We don't have a liner under it like these guys got this set up here. But it's getting to the ocean. It will get there probably this year, the oil spill. The tubing still lays in our creeks massively. We haven't been able to get the farmers to do anything about removing the material. I'm hoping that you guys can still pull for this to get it to happen. I am running the creek cleanup this year purposely because everybody has dropped us, not supplying the bins, the bags, the gloves, all that stuff for our kids to help us. This material has already reached the ocean, this black tubing. Excuse me a second. Anyway, at the ocean estuary, we have already found it at the estuary at Guadalupe Beach, on the beach where it had went out into the ocean and came back and actually reburied itself down 3 feet below the ocean edge. We're wondering what's going on here. Me and my friend is not here today because he's very sick, but I told him I would carry it through. Here's the picture that you're looking at here where we're pulling out of the sand at the estuary in Main Street Beach. And this is a big issue. I don't know why we're ignoring this or if we are. I would like answers to these things. This is the estuary right here that is showing what we're blowing out of the water. This is a massive issue. I need help. I'll get on my knees if I have to ask you for help, whatever it takes. Please help us on these issues. I've controlled the flooding downtown Napomo in order to keep us from flooding anymore. The only ones I can't control are the farmers, which are letting their debris come down into our town and flood our bridges. I've gotten 6 bridges built in Napomo, which will handle the flooding, I believe, as long as there's trash and stuff in the farmland stops. So I'm asking for any way possible to help us. Thank you.
Okay. Could Mr. Briggs provide any comment on that item? Well, I think we have seen Mr. Diaz before, have we not, speak to us on this creek?
Several times, and I point out that Mr. Diaz is showing some overhead pictures here, some of which are similar to pictures that he has shown before. You'll recall the irrigation tubing problems in the creek, and that's part of what Mr. Diaz has been showing us here, and what we can do is make copies of what Mr. Diaz has showed us here and provide those copies for the board at a later date. Mr. Diaz brought up a couple different issues. One is he referred to oil in the creek, and that reference is to the pipeline crossing that leaks beneath the creek, and we have that in our spill oversight program. And I don't know if either Sheila or John could bring us up to date very briefly on where we are with that. There's Sheila Soderberg.
Good morning. I hope you can hear me. This is Sheila Soderberg. Rich Chandler is the staff geologist on this project, and I believe he just recently received comments on ConocoPhillips' corrective action plan from the Department of Fish and Game. We're reviewing their comments right now, and then we'll formally respond to the corrective action plan. I don't know the substance of the comments at this time. That's Rich, but we give an update to the board in December.
I don't know if anyone has anything to add in terms of the situation with tubing. I know when this came up before, and we actually had Ag Coalition representatives from Monterey County, or familiar with Monterey County and Santa Cruz County, and they were pointing out that this is unfortunately not just an isolated problem with Napomo Creek, that it's a problem in many different locations in the region. And it's something that we need to be pursuing with agriculture as part of our regulation of agriculture, along with other discharges from agriculture, such as tile drains and leachate and runoff. But I don't have any further updates as far as the specific issues with Napomo Creek.
Well, Roger, as far as ag goes, is this something that we're addressing through the ag waiver permit program?
It's something we need to. I don't know if I haven't been going through the ag advisory panel meetings myself, and I don't know that it's something that they brought up yet, but it's something that we do need to include. And just as a reminder, that will be coming back to the board by next July.
Okay. Well, is there anything more our agency can be doing to assist in addressing these issues in this creek? That's a question for staff.
Right. Well, short of deploying staff and taking them away from other responsibilities to focus solely on this creek, I don't know if there's much else we could do. And I'm not sure that would be appropriate because, as I said, it's not just a Napomo Creek problem, apparently. So it seems like it would make more sense to include it in the ag order.
This is Monica Hunter. That's exactly what I would like to see happen. I do recall when this issue was heard, we did hear from the Ag Coalition representative stating that they were actively looking at ways to bring this issue to solution because it has to be a collaborative effort across the farm. Clearly, there's no way to know where this tubing, the source of the tubing, at any one point that it shows up. But it definitely has to be something coordinated, and I'm surprised to hear that it's not already listed on the ag waiver set of issues as a huge priority. So I would like to ask our ag waiver staff to incorporate that issue. I know you've submitted written information, imagery. We have photos from you documenting this problem. So it's not for lack of information. It should be moved very quickly into the ag waiver set of priorities, with Napomo being one location. Perhaps staff is aware of specifics of where this is occurring in other places. It clearly, these are materials moving into the ocean. This contributes to ocean litter, which is an enormous problem that the Coastal Central Coast Regional Board has a role to play in making sure that we are not seeing materials leave coastal creeks. I mean, the damage they're doing to habitat is one level, and the next level then becomes the issue when this stuff actually gets discharged into the ocean. So I think it should be a very high priority.
Well, also, this is Roger again, and John Hayashi, if you're still there, it seems to me that you told me that you've provided recycle facilities, receptacles, to try to assist other farming operations so that The disposal is more convenient and hopefully would then preclude the debris ending up in the creek.
We are providing that service in Santa Maria and in Arroyo Grande both. All they have to do is bring it into the facility, and we have a container there, a roll-off box that they can deposit the drip tape into. And I think right now to the... Yes. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we are providing service in Santa Maria and in Arroyo Grande both at our two locations. Any farmers is more than welcome to just come and deposit their used drip tape at no charge. And we have it signed up for recycling.
Hey, thanks. And John Robertson wanted to add something.
Yeah, I thank you, Roger. This is John Robertson. I wanted to mention that we will address this within the new ag order, but it is also illegal under the existing ag order and under Porter Cologne. So we don't have to wait until the new ag order. I'll work with Mr. Diaz and see if we can find sources for that and act on those sources. And we can, you know, bring this onto the radar screen of staff under the existing ag order, too. We don't have to wait until July or whenever the new ag order comes before the board.
I'm really glad to hear that. And so if we get any updates, I think it would be important that that be one of the shortlisted items for updating. Because I really want to find a way to respond to Mr. Diaz. They have been consistently bringing this problem forward to us. I think this is your third time to bring this issue to us, and clearly well documented. You know, they're out there, they see it, they're trying to clean it up. And if the county is in dire straits at this point, if they're pulling their creek cleanup support, that's another issue that's going to become a problem, because that work is an annual volunteer day. If the county is no longer supporting it, that's something we're going to have to take into account in recognizing, you know, the importance of getting those creeks cleaned up, at least periodically, from, you know, just the general stuff, the general debris that's landing in the creeks. So we'll keep track of that as well, probably with your help, Mr. Diaz. Thank you.
All my help.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Russ Jeffries from Moss Landing. Just to let you know, you may lose this. I'm getting low on my battery on my cell phone.
Okay. Well, Roger, perhaps staff could give us a status report when it has some additional information to share with the board. Dr. Hunter is right. These gentlemen have been coming to our board frequently over a year's period of time, and it's an issue, and I'd like to see how the resolution of this fits into the short term as well as the long term vis-a-vis the ag waiver permit.
Okay, will do.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions on this particular issue raised by Mr. Diaz? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Diaz, once again. And has anyone else come forward that wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda?
Not in Moss Landing.
How about in Scotts Valley, Mr. Hodgen?
None in Scotts Valley.
Okay. Anyone else in San Luis Obispo, Mr. Briggs?
No.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.